on Seattle's original diehard sports station, Seattle Sports Radio 950, KJR. Now back to Chuck and Buck in the morning.
Should we talk about that?
Yes. That's where I was going to go.
Yeah, great.
Hey, fact or fiction, we already had our round. I feel really confident about my pick.
Do you?
I hope people text in fact.
There was a lot of fact text.
I am clearly going to get off the schneid.
I believe it. Georgia.
Georgia, I don't know. I'm just lost.
Georgia wins by 13.
Oh. You know that time when you were coming up through the ranks and you're hitting and you got inside your own head and
oh yeah,
you're like, I don't know where my mechanics are right now.
Yeah.
And you're like, you're just praying for a bloop because yep. Somehow those bloops magically shake you out
yep.
of your slump, and then the next thing you know, you're like, oh, this is how you hit. And then mm-hmm. you remember, that's what I'm waiting for. I'm hoping Georgia's my bloop.
There you
my
go.
Little Texas leaguer that falls in between three converging defenders in shallow right field.
You want to know actually what I used to do, honestly, if I was feeling like that, because we've all had that in baseball. I would actually
don't say
want
it, Mark
to get
Grace.
I would no.
Okay.
Well, okay. You would say yes, I'm
don't
not
don't say it.
I'm not
don't.
Okay.
Don't.
I'm not gonna go there. I have a story about that. Not air appropriate. So but no, I would actually want to get hit by a pitch. It would actually that would shake me up. Not like rattle me, but I would be like, yes, that's what you deserve. You can't hit your way out of a wet paper bag right now. So I'd scoot on the dish and just I'd do weird stuff like
that's
put my
what I should do for fact or fiction.
Yeah.
Just so, lean into one.
Yeah, let me we'll get Hugh in here to throw a football at you. That'll shake it up. No? All right, maybe not.
You know what the version of that might be in gambling is take the game that you feel the best. I probably should have taken Missouri then. Lean into one.
Yeah. Take the game
just go
you feel
ahead and
best
take
about
the field
and
game
oppo.
And go oppo.
Yeah.
And then give yourself a chance to break out of your slump.
That would be the
and then go back.
Mark Grace way of doing it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. Maybe I should have gone with Missouri.
Anyway, maybe just, you know,
apparently like
make
60,
better picks.
65% of people agreed with the
yeah,
pick.
Yeah, fact.
Every single one of them.
It makes
fools.
Sense. I liked it. I liked it better than the two pro options he gave us.
35% of people really know what they're doing in fact or fiction. And 65%, you are gullible. You're like a Cleveland Brown fan. You will fall for anything.
Or they just think you're due.
You are like a dog in the park. All I did was fake throwing that stick. I never threw that stick. And you ran for it every time.
Every time they fall for it.
Yeah. It's stick or fiction. Fact or stiction.
I think this is your week. Yeah,
maybe.
You know, I cannot get my girlfriend's dog to chase anything. Like a ball, a stick, nothing. She really? Will not do it. She'll look at me like, okay, dumbass, now go get it.
Why did you want to start them playing fetch? Is
yeah,
the worst
start,
part of
yeah,
it.
Don't even try.
Don't even start them doing that.
Yeah.
It's the worst. And they what? Bring you a slobbery tennis ball and drop it on your feet. It's horrible.
Your next fact or fiction opportunity comes at 11:50 this morning with Jason Puckett and Cliff Averill. All right, so, and we'll see if they end up picking the Huskies. By the way, Fact or Fiction brought to you by our friends at Emerald Queen Casino. Huskies and the Arizona State Sun Devils. I really thought about this because that number looks fat. 17.5 points. I mean, ASU's coming. They lost to San Diego State, but San Diego State gave Stanford all they can handle. I don't think San Diego State's a bad team. They're certainly very well coached. And you were right last week in saying that's a classic trap game for a team coming off a huge win off of, against Michigan State and then knowing that you've got your Pac-12 schedule starting the following week against the best team in the conference, according to all of the experts. So mm-hmm. It was a classic trap game for them. And so for Herm and his Sun Devils to get off to such a promising start and then 17.5. Seems too much.
Big number.
Which I will tell you, after 7 years of living in Vegas, that means bet the Huskies.
Oh, yeah.
That means when it something looks like that doesn't add up,
mm-hmm.
then that means somebody knows something.
Mm-hmm.
And they know that Washington's going to win by 35.
Yep.
That's usually what the Vegas guys would always tell me. Like, that doesn't seem right. I'm going with them.
Yeah. It smells fishy.
Eat the fish.
Yeah, eat the fish.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
One of the big topics that we've had with the Huskies is Jake Browning. And if there's this feeling of something went wrong along the way with Jake Browning, the truth of the matter is something went wrong along the way with Jake Browning, and it goes all the way back to the last time that they played ASU. And that was a big loss last year and kind of derailed all of the big dreams and hopes of last season was that ASU game on the road, and Jake did not play well. Well, frankly, he hasn't really bounced back since that time. In the previous 20 games before that game, Jake Browning had, from his sophomore year through halfway through his junior year, had thrown 49 touchdown passes in 20 games. And had thrown 12 interceptions and was averaging 244 yards per game. The numbers might be off a little bit. You know, I'm doing math this morning with paper and pen. I'm like Abe Lincoln over here. Okay. So like 244 yards per game. And he wasn't actually throwing all that more than he is now. In the last nine, he's thrown nine touchdown passes. Starting with that ASU game. So in the last nine, he's thrown nine touchdown passes. He's thrown six interceptions, 164 yards per game. I mean, something happened in that ASU game. I don't know what it is. If that's ASU showed you how to defend him, which happens in sports. I mean, that is sports. That is baseball, right?
Yep.
That is, I adjust to you, I've adjusted to the league, the league's adjusted back to me, I then adjust back to the league and how they adjusted to me, and eventually the best man wins.
Yep.
Well, that's football. Offensively, defense, you might be rolling along 42 points per game. They're like, we figured something out about you. You run into a team that holds you to 12, and then the next week, that team tries to do what the previous the team that held you to 12 did.
Right.
And then it's your turn to now adjust back. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know if we've seen Jake and the Washington offense, the passing game, kind of adjust back, and that is evident in the numbers. I mean, Pac-12 player of the year, lighting everybody up for three touchdowns per game, 250 yards in my sleep kind of performances to, it's been pretty much a struggle every game since Arizona State. So I don't know if the adjustments, if the adjustment hasn't occurred, maybe I don't see it the game the way Hugh Millen does. He could probably answer that question. Or if it's a confidence shattering thing. If it is ASU humbled him and then he hasn't had the chutzpah to get back to that point that he was at. I tend to believe the former because Jake doesn't, to me, play timid. As a matter of fact, he plays more reckless than he plays timid out there. But the numbers that have dropped off from that position from when you were a playoff team and you had a sophomore who was the Pac-12 player of the year and even halfway through his junior season versus what we've seen since the last ASU game a year ago that derailed all of your hopes and dreams, your greatest aspirations as a football fan base, and three games into this year, it just has not been the same quarterback in that time.
No, I wouldn't be surprised if there's some of both sides of it. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I think that they have figured some stuff out on him, but I think there's also a combination of, at first, when he was young and starting, they had a good running game, and then they had some crazy weapons for him to throw the ball to. I think the weapons have decreased as far as who he has to throw the ball to, and so now they're saying, well, they don't have as many weapons. They don't have Ross. They don't have Pettis. They don't have these guys that are blazing and blowing the top off the defense. So let's get down there and try to stop Gaskins. And if they do that, then you put the pressure back on Jake Browning. So I'm not 100% sure if he hasn't. That's a perfect analogy. In baseball, you're raking. They figure out what you're not hitting well. They start throwing that. You better adjust. If you don't make an adjustment, they're not going to give you what you were hitting well. If you can't lay off the slider, I know that from experience, they're just going to keep throwing it. And I don't know for sure if he just has not made the adjustment or if he's lost talent around him that used to make him look better than he actually was.
And there's a third option, and this is what I apologize that because I know I ran off at the mouth and then I try to interrupt you. The third option is, and this is something that is legitimate, was that he was injured last year, that he was playing injured last year, and that was the reason for the decline. Well, if that's the case, it doesn't appear that he's, even with an entire off season, if that's it, if the shoulder is that much weaker than what it was halfway through his junior season, it doesn't look any stronger now.
No.
And then that means, that probably suggests, does it not, Bucky, that it might not ever get better.
Right.
And if it doesn't get better, and if you don't bring that threat back of Browning, and now they're going to key on Gaskin, now you're taking away the effectiveness of your running attack with an extraordinary running back who can't find the holes because they're not being honest anymore because they don't fear your quarterback.
Right. If they're loading up the box, I mean...
Because I'll say this, Aaron Fuller looks good.
Yes.
I mean, I heard a lot of complaints. Where are our receivers? Where are they going to come from? I think Aaron Fuller's played really well this year. I think Jones is a talent with size. And then we've seen McClatcher make plays before, not this year, but we've seen him make plays before.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be surprised if that's part of it. I mean, Hugh was saying that he did, part of the surgery was they took out part of his collarbone, which Hugh had the same thing. So that just seems like it would be something. I mean, literally part of a bone in my throwing arm, shoulder area is gone. It would seem like it. And to me, that's kind of been one of the more glaring, I don't know if you want to call it a weakness, but it's been one of the things that makes me go, ooh, is when he's kind of running, backpedaling from pressure, and he has to try to throw it where he barely can get it back to the line of scrimmage. Or, like you said, against one of the games in North Dakota, there would have been four or five picks in those games. So it's one of those, you can't fire it into the hole. That would suck. Now you have to all of a sudden hold on to the ball a little longer. Pressure's getting there. Who knows what it is, but you're right. If he doesn't step his game up, it's going to continue to trend downward.
The North Dakota game is more alarming to me. I think that those backpedaling, those are just dumb. Those are just dumb decisions that a senior shouldn't be making.
Yeah, too reckless.
I mean, trying to salvage something out of nothing, and I think he has it. That's a real problem. Because he does, I think we've talked about this before. He thinks he has more athleticism than he actually has, and then he realizes, oh, man, I couldn't get there. I couldn't get from point A to point B faster than number 90, the 300-pound defensive tackle that's chasing me, and now I don't want to take a sack now that I've run 25 yards backwards.
Mm-hmm.
So let me just try to throw it near a guy wearing purple. And then sometimes it doesn't come anywhere near a guy wearing purple.
No, not a good plan.
I think maybe the most depleting thing in sports will be a quarterback watching from his back as the guy from the other team is running past him with the ball that he threw in his hands.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a good feeling.
That'd be the worst. All right, we'll have more time to break that down in the next couple of days. Big week for, obviously, the Huskies and for the Cougs. I want to talk about the Cougs at some point before they meet the Trojans on Friday. Coming up next, though, you know, I'm going to let you in on a little secret.
Oh?
This is our favorite segment of the week. Maybe not yours, but it's our favorite segment of the week. Mama said, mock you out next. Get a little more fired up on Wednesdays driving into work because of this segment. That we get to mock it out.
I like it now. I'm not going to lie. My first couple weeks, I didn't understand. Remember when I chose Alexander Graham Bell?
Yeah.
I did research.
Makes fun of you for that.
Instead of Wayne Gretzky.
As a matter of fact, right now you have a sign on your back that says, "Kick me, I drafted Alexander Graham Bell." I wasn't supposed to tell you, but Nate put that on there at like 6:45.
Nate knows better than that. But I deserved a sign like that after that. And at the time, I'm like, what are you talking about? That's more meaningful. And then I'm like, now I'm like, that has nothing to do with sports talk radio, Einstein.
Well, every now Wednesday at 9:20, we've had to change it around with football season. We do our mock draft. You never know what the topic's going to be, you and the listening audience. And so we basically do a 4-round draft of some given topic that we've had a little bit of time to research. But even though I would really like to just do pop quizzes every time from this point forward. But a little time to research. 9 and 8 needs it because he was born last Wednesday. And so we do 4 rounds on the given topic. And at the end of the 4 rounds, you have the opportunity to vote and tell us who has the best foursome, who had the best draft. And then we have a point system. We have a standings scoring system that Slickhawk has devised that he is currently leading right
probably
now.
Probably
cheating. What are the updated standings at this point?
Oh, that's the one thing you would ask me.
Oh, give me two. Yeah, give me 2 seconds. I'm waiting to tell.
I think it's like 41, 40, 38.
No, he won last
week. It's 46 me, 43 Chuck, 39 Bucky, 25 9 and 8.
Okay, there you go. So you can see Slickhawk's winning, but man, we've closed the gap because Slickhawk had a huge lead.
I was stomping everybody.
All right, so here is our topic today, and it comes with a few rules, and I apologize for that because it should probably be a little easier to understand. But we're going to go with the best pro athletes to ever wear one uniform.
Mm-hmm. No traded.
Now, here comes the rules. You can only have one player per sport. Okay?
Yep.
That's number one. Second rule is... it has to be post-free agency. Otherwise, we're going to have way too good of teams based on guys that, you know, in an era in which nobody went elsewhere.
Right.
Okay.
Bill Russell.
So we're looking at post-1970. And I'm sorry if this flies in the face of your research, Slick, but if they started their career before 1970, they don't count.
If they started it before 1970?
Yeah.
What if they started in, like, 67 and played for 30 years?
Yes, that's what I said. They have to start after 1970.
It knocked a couple people off my board, but not really. There's plenty out there.
Okay. I viewed that as a little differently than you, but okay.
Well, I think it's got to be, you got to make some sort of rule. Otherwise, we got too loose a guideline.
You want to make the rule? Make the rule.
And then the third thing is they have to be retired. They can't be currently active.
Right.
So you can't take Russell Wilson just to get votes. 9 and 8.
Somebody had Tom Brady on their list and had to cross him off.
Was that
you? Yeah, I did.
Oh, that was you.
Yeah, I did it. I had him on my board, and I'm like, oh, I guess we're not going to do that. Yeah. And then we're just going to do one baseball, one basketball, one football, and then one of any other sport.
Yeah, one per sport, and I would assume that we're going to operate in those four sandboxes.
Yep.
Okay, so I would imagine everybody's going to end up with a baseball, football, and basketball player.
And I got the best ping pong player of all time.
And the best ping pong player, they only wore one uniform?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, we might have to do some research on a couple of these picks here today.
Okay.
And by the way, be listening, audience, because maybe somebody slips through the cracks. You know, maybe I throw out, let's see, who could I possibly throw out? Mark Lemangelo.
Oh,
because I thought he played his entire career with the Astros. And you're like, oh, Chuck, you forgot the year he played with the Blue Jays.
Mm.
And then I would have to take Mark Lemangelo off of my list. Same thing with Johnny Montefusco. I would have sworn he was a San Francisco Giant his entire career, but maybe he played with the Braves.
Okay.
All right, so keep that in mind out there, and so you can help us legislate our draft. All right, I think we are ready to go. This is the could only wear one uniform in their pro careers draft, the best of them all, with a few rules in there. You have to be retired. You had to start your career 1970 or after, and one player per sport on everybody's roster. Slickhawk, what's the order of the draft?
Chuck, Bucky, 9 and 8, Slickhawk.
Oh, I got the number one pick. You didn't want the number
Perfect.
One pick?
Yes, I wanted the number one pick.
I want the number one pick because I'm right off the bat going to implement my number one strategy for this.
Crap. It's probably the same as my strategy.
I am going hockey right out
of the
God. Because I am not going to be left with anything less than Mario Lemieux.
Dang it.
So I am going with the second best hockey player I have ever seen. He played his entire career, like in five different stints, with the Pittsburgh Penguins. Probably isn't the number one overall rated player, but in terms of strategy and trying to fill that fourth quadrant, I'm not messing around with that. If I've got the number one pick, I'm not going to risk ending up with Slappy Johansson.
That's true.
Or Ogie Oglethorpe.
Hey, Happy Gilmore was an amazing hockey player. Well, he stabbed a guy with a skate once.
All right. Mario Lemieux, number one overall pick in the draft. Bucky, where are you going to go?
Now you took that. I would have went that strategy as well.
Oh, okay.
But I am going
to go. That was my plan, too.
With Magic Johnson.
Oh, that's a good pick. That's the basketball player I wanted to end up with. That's a good pick. Magic Johnson's going to be a sexier draw than Mario Lemieux. Like, if we ended the draft right now, you'd win.
Right.
But I'm just hoping when the four pieces fall in place and everybody looks at...
Everyone else is going to have a weak fourth, and you're going to have four strong ones, for sure.
All right, Magic Johnson's a great pick. I think he's the third best basketball player of all time. 9 or 8, you are up.
I'm going to try something different.
You do that.
I'm going to go Barry Sanders.
Oh, Barry Sanders.
Okey-dokey.
Greatest running back of all time.
Nope.
No, but a great one. Yeah.
Really different.
Yeah, really great running back. Wasn't on my list of four, so I don't feel like my draft strategy has been tainted in any way. So I would say of the first three picks in the draft, you've got the worst one.
Yeah. Yep, most certainly.
He just shrugs.
Oh, well.
Wouldn't be the first time you criticize one of my picks. Won't be the last.
No, it won't.
I hate criticizing Barry Sanders, too, because he's truly one of my favorite players to play sports.
I agree.
I mean, he was breathtaking to watch. All right, Slick, you got back-to-back selections here. Where are you going to go with your I could only play for one team my entire career draft?
I'm going to go Larry Bird.
Oh, Larry Bird.
Bird is the word.
Larry Bird is now gone from the draft. All right.
Good one.
It looks like
I really wanted Magic in the first round.
Yeah, don't blame you.
And Lemieux in the second. So.
Don't blame you. All right, Larry Bird is Slick's first round pick. Who's your second round pick?
I'm going to go. I'm going to go Eisenman.
Okay.
Steve Eiserman.
There you go. That's a good pick. I think it's a far drop off from Super Mario.
Obviously, but I don't have a lot of choice here.
Eiserman was great. I loved Eiserman. Detroit Red Wings superstar Steve Eiserman goes to Slick. So Slick coming out of the gates with Larry Bird and Steve Eiserman to this point. All right, 9 or 8, you are up to add to your Barry Sanders-led team. Where are you going to go?
Kobe Bryant.
All right, now I am definitely going to save my basketball pick for the fourth round. I will definitely end up with my fourth choice in the NBA based off of you guys and your drafting. All right, Kobe Bryant and Barry Sanders. You know what? I'm going to tell you something, though. If this is about sex appeal for, like, voting, that's a pretty sexy team to start with.
Yeah.
A lot of people sort of recognize Barry Sanders and Kobe Bryant as being extra special. I think that gets more votes than Bird and Eiserman as a twosome.
Well, picking fourth, that's just kind of what I was stuck with.
All right, Bucky, you are up. You've got Magic Johnson on your squad. That's a good way to start. Where are you going to go?
Well, boy, there's a lot of baseball players I could take, and so I think I'm going to hold off for round three. With those, this is tough. I'm going to go... Walter Payton.
You son of a... You knew I was going to take Walter Payton. You had to take Walter Payton, didn't you?
I do know you like Walter. Part of me was thinking about going with a quarterback in that for the NFL. Because,
why wouldn't you go with your quarterback?
Well, because
your favorite player.
I think Walter Payton...
No, you did it because you knew that I think Walter
Payton... I did not.
...the best football player of all time.
I swear on everything, I didn't... Look at anything.
You know what? I'm going to zig where you thought I was going to zag. I will leave the quarterbacks to these two jokers out here.
Mm-hmm.
Because I actually think, and maybe I'm going to cost myself with this, that Lawrence Taylor is the third best player in football history.
Mm-hmm. LT.
So I am going to go with Lawrence Taylor with my second round draft pick.
You have to have an asterisk by that.
Why?
Because I'm pretty sure cocaine should be a performance-enhancing drug.
Well, it's not.
LT.
If that was the case, then why is Larry Bird on here? Oh, wait. Did I just make up a rumor?
Yeah. I was going to say, I don't remember him draining threes on booger sugar.
All right. So
you're giving me John Elway.
I'm giving you I think Lawrence
right
Taylor was a better player than John Elway. Now, that probably will cost me votes, but I just got to be pure right there. I think Lawrence Taylor was a better pass rusher than John Elway was a quarterback.
Well, I'm not going to agree with that, but I can see your argument. Some would agree.
That's my opinion. I'm going to stick with it. So that means that I have got the next selection as well. I know I can't take NBA. Wow, this is hard.
Because whichever one you take, I'm taking the next one.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if I did enough research. I feel like I am missing baseball players on my list.
Well, there's a lot.
I know. I feel like I'm missing somebody huge. And I have the chance to get the best baseball guy here. Nobody's drafted a baseball player.
Yes.
So I'm stalling because I'm hoping I have a last-second epiphany that wakes me up to who I'm forgetting that's not on my list. Because unlike you and your little Google searches, I just did this off the top of my head.
Carl Yastrzemski.
I had to cross off Johnny Bench because he started in 1967.
So. He shouldn't be on your board, though, but I agree. He's good. Not top four.
Who am I forgetting? There's somebody that I am forgetting.
Chipper Jones.
Apparently Nate knows.
I'm really angry right now because I want to do some research. Is it too late? Can we take a break and do this on the
show? Definitely cannot.
After you're tired? Because, you know, some people think Felix is done. Is that the same thing?
No. No. It's not. Oh, boy. Oh,
this is hard!
This is great, actually.
Gosh. All right, I'm just going to... Damn it.
Hey, while you're waiting...
Yeah.
By the way, somebody did text in, you have to change your football pick.
Why?
Because Lawrence Taylor played for the Miami Sharks in Any Given Sunday.
Again, I thought there was a rule about not looking at the text line during the draft.
Oh.
What are you...
As in, so people can help you out?
Thank you.
No one's helping me.
Oh, really?
No, I have a.
I would
giant
know because I'm not looking
here
at the text line where the entire world can tell you what you've forgotten.
Yeah. Thank you for stalling for me.
All of my picks will be right here on my big board. All right, now that's
okay,
it.
I got to do it. I got to make a selection, and I am going to go with the consensus greatest third baseman of all time.
Oh!
Michael Jack Schmidt.
That's a good one.
I forgot somebody.
I think, well, he's good.
All right, you are up, Bucky.
Well, you can go with the hometown favorite, which I don't know if
you can do that.
I don't think I can
thought
go
about
there.
It.
I don't think I can go there. I am going to go with the captain. Or do I want to go with another Yankee? Or do I want to go?
Hurry up, Bucky. The stalling is ridiculous.
I'm going Derek Jeter.
Derek Jeter.
Yep.
All right. Well, I had him on my list. That's not the guy that I fear I overlooked. So, all right. Derek Jeter is the pick in the third round for Bucky. Goes with Walter Payton and Magic Johnson. That's a pretty compelling lineup right there, I got to admit. 9 and 8, you are up. You've got Barry Sanders. You got Kobe Bryant. Who are you going to add in round number 3?
Well, it was between two people, and I think I made the right choice here. I'm going to go with Cal Ripken Jr.
Cal Ripken Jr. was another one that I considered very deeply there. And it's not that I think Mike Schmidt was a better third baseman than Cal Ripken was a shortstop. And yet, I think Cal Ripken and Derek Jeter both might be sexier votes to have them on your roster. But I would just like for the world to know Mike Schmidt was the better player.
I think Mike Schmidt's better than Cal Ripken. I don't know for sure if Jeter winning.
Sure.
Obviously, his team.
I know it for sure.
Jeter's pretty amazing.
All right, Slick, you are up. You got back-to-back picks. You've got Larry Bird. You've got Steve Yzerman. Where are you going to go with rounds 3 and 4?
I go football and baseball. Football and baseball.
To Ripken.
He's going to do it.
Oh, boy. No, I'm not going to take Edgar.
Okay, good.
I'm not going to take
Edgar. I
really
thought you were.
I thought you were for sure.
I'm going to go with Tony Gwynn.
Ooh, one of the best hitters ever.
All right, Tony Gwynn is the pick for Slick. All right, can I just say that I didn't miss anybody because I had all those guys.
Mariano Rivera?
And I had Rivera, George Brett, and Edgar Martinez.
I had George Brett, too.
Kirby okay. Puckett.
All right, Slick, round it out. You have to draft a football player, and I think I know where you're going.
Well, I really had the thought of going, you know, Walter Jones or Cortez Kennedy here.
Oh, maybe I didn't know.
Really had that thought. But you guys left John Elway for me.
I did.
It was my strategy to go NFL fourth, thinking, well, those guys have fallen to me. I've got to go Elway.
All right, John Elway it is. So,
great pick, Slick's
team, Larry Bird, Steve Yzerman, Tony Gwynn, and John Elway. 9 or 8, you can round out your pick. You've got to take somebody from outside the big three.
Yeah. I'm going to take Nicholas Lidstrom. Played for the Detroit Red Wings his whole career.
Okay, Nicholas Lidstrom. So you basically just found somebody who played their entire career with one team, and you're like, that's all I needed. I just needed to qualify.
He's a hockey player. I couldn't find anyone soccer. I looked for soccer for a while, and I don't know any of these dudes' names.
I'm going to tell you, I think you've got a juicy team for votes. Even though it shouldn't win. But it's got really good vote potential.
Yeah.
Barry Sanders, Kobe Bryant, Cal Ripken Jr., and Nicholas Lidstrom. All right, Bucky, you are up. You also have a juicy team going right now. So you got Magic, you got Walter Payton, you got Derek Jeter. So you've got Magic, Sweetness, and the captain. Good team. Good team.
And now I wanted to go, I mean, Team USA seems like a team, so I wanted Michael Phelps. How about Team Jamaica, Usain Bolt? No?
Okay.
No, so I have to go with the obscure other sports, which is nothing other than hockey.
It should be hockey. We're getting ready to become a hockey town. Get to know your hockey.
Well, I don't know guys that played on one team. Joe Sakic.
Sakic.
Avalanche.
Sakic.
Sakic.
Yeah. Is that S-A-K-I-C?
Yes. Okay. Colorado Avalanche. I actually do remember him, but I don't know how great he is compared to other
Maybe
people.
Maybe it is Sakic.
It's S-A-K-I-C.
Now suddenly neither one of them sounds right.
Sakic.
Because now I'm like, maybe I called it Sakic because we did the joke. Joe Sakic.
Sakic?
Yeah. All right. I have the last pick. I can go up. NBA. And again, here's my dilemma. I am picking the best, but I don't know if anybody on my list is sexy.
Hmm.
I've got the best hockey player, I've got the best baseball player, and I have arguably the best football player. And now I am going to add who should be taken here, even though I don't think he's a sexy vote getter, Tim Duncan.
Oh, I thought you were going to go Admiral.
Why is that not a sexy vote getter?
Because Tim Duncan isn't sexy. He's the most vanilla superstar of all time.
Yeah, but he was in our era. He was obviously very good. Multiple MVPs, multiple NBA championships.
Oh, you know what? I would like to redo it.
Well, no. Can't. You wouldn't want to go Robinson?
I want to go Hakeem Olajuwon.
Oh.
Duncan? I'm fine either way. I would prefer to go Olajuwon, but
I think that'll be good enough for second place.
I really do. Well, I will defend it one last time. I've got the best team.
No.
But I really got this feeling I'm not going to win. All right, so Chuck's team is Mario Lemieux, Lawrence Taylor, Mike Schmidt, and Tim Duncan. Bucky's team is Magic Johnson, Walter Payton, Derek Jeter, and Joe Sakic. 9 or 8 has Barry Sanders, Kobe Bryant, Cal Ripken Jr., and Nicholas Lidstrom. Slick has Larry Bird, Steve Yzerman, Tony Gwynn, and John Elway. You now determine who's got the best foursome. You can vote on our website, sportsradiokjr.com. You can wait for it to come up on Twitter, and you can vote via Twitter. And tell us who's got the best foursome, and that team will win this week's round of Mama Said Mock You Out. Keep in mind, this is the best players to ever only wear one uniform in their pro careers, and it has to be after the year 1970 that their career was launched. All right, we come back with one last thing next. Final segment, time for one last thing. Of course, get your votes in on our foursomes, our Mama Said Mock You Out draft. I guess it went all right.
Yeah.
I'm not sure where I'm going to finish. Should be first.
You always just about always think that.
I am admitting that it's probably not going to win because it's not a real sexy team.
Yeah.
But I do believe I got the best player in three sports that was available.
Well, Lemieux, I desperately wanted. I don't know about LT.
I do.
I mean, I'm just, as far as a vote getter.
I'm not saying that. There's vote getters.
LT,
yeah. All right. Let your voice be heard. Go ahead and weigh in there on sportsradiokjr.com or on Twitter. We will announce the thing tomorrow.
Very early, but I'm winning.
Are you really?
Yes, so far.
What? That's ridiculous.
That so surprising. Far, it's super early.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, what do you got for one last thing back there, Slick?
Well, Waiver Wire Wednesday, we didn't get to my whole list of tips, so I got just a couple more for you.
Okay.
First of all, I have my pickup of the week out on the waiver wire. That's Antonio Callaway. Just because Josh Gordon is out in Cleveland, Callaway is getting a lot of those reps. I already had him in Dynasty Leagues as somebody who you needed to take extra, pay extra attention to. Because I think he's going to blow up. I think he's the next Tyreek Hill. So that kind of starts now. Also, somebody to look at that, you know, a name that you might not have had or nobody's got in your league, John Brown over in Baltimore doing some real nice things. And I'm sure he's already gone, but and Chuck and I agreed on this. We talked about week one. Keelan Cole, definitely a guy you want to own.
Did you see that catch?
Oh, my God. It was Beckham.
It was better than Beckham. It was the Antonio Brown catch in the stupid commercial.
Yeah.
That they're doing. He caught the tip of the ball.
Uh-huh.
That's the best catch I've ever seen. Best catch I've ever seen.
It was pretty amazing.
All right, Bucky, you got one last thing?
I just thought it was cool. I don't know if you guys saw this. Did you see that the Orioles had their uniforms in Braille?
No. Oh, really?
Yeah. Kind of cool. For, I don't know exactly what it's called. I want to screw it up. It's like Blindness Awareness Month or whatever. And so, yeah, obviously it wasn't like where you go feel, but it's the actual dots that said Orioles in it, which I thought was really cool.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Good for the Baltimore Orioles.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say this about one, about Mama Said Macchiato draft.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what a team of Steve Largent or Walter, either one, probably Walter. Walter, Edgar, and then I got stuck. So this is a good question for Puck, if he dares to field it. Who's the greatest all-time Sonic who only wore the Sonic uniform? I still haven't figured it out. I spent the entire break trying to figure it out.
Oh.
I don't know who that'd be.
Puck.
Yeah, that's a really good question.
This would be a good one for Puck to pour over at some point.
The greatest Sonic that never wore a Sonic uniform is...
Oh, don't say that. No, we didn't have to bring
Russell Westbrook.
Up. Yeah. I also didn't get into the Steelers today. I desperately want to talk about the dysfunctional Pittsburgh Steelers.
Mm.
We can do that tomorrow. So make sure you join us for our Thursday edition of Chuck and Buck in the Mornings. But coming up next, it is Jason Puckett and Cliff Averill, Sports Radio 950 KJR.